Well, if the question this hour is, should the Pentagon reconsider its don't ask, don't tell policy for gays in the military in light of the use of manpower that's being required with the war in Iraq and other places, Justin writes from California, yeah, and they are, call it don't ask, don't care. Come on, are you telling me in this day and age when the military is taking 42-year-olds, mentally challenged young people, and those with criminal records, they don't have room for a few gays? Zach writes from Iraq, I'm in the military, currently serving in Iraq. I don't think openly gay people should be allowed to serve. I've seen firsthand how much trouble it causes if rumors about someone's sexual preference are made known. Elmer in Florida, Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy, retired. I retired after 20 years in the Navy. I'm also gay. I had to keep my sexual orientation private. Yes, gays should be allowed to serve openly. The military would gain, not lose. Good people are hard to find. And if the gay person is willing to serve, the military brass should be willing to give them a shot at it. And who they're sleeping with has no bearing on job performance. Jay in Alabama, Jack, the military leadership can make the policy best suited for the armed forces of the United States. They have a good track record. The problem arises when politicians get involved with things they know nothing about. That's a long list, my friend. David in Texas, Jack, I think the Pentagon needs to look at a lot of things, not just don't ask, don't tell. They sure could use the manpower in the military, especially in crucial Arabic-speaking roles. The Pentagon has a lot of problems, namely that they are in charge of themselves, which has resulted in two blown wars in 4 years. They should start by firing Rumsfeld and then look at don't ask, don't tell. And James writes from Las Vegas, Jack, since we can't meet military quotas, if RuPaul wants to join, let him. Wolf.
You know, Jack, it wasn't that long ago that women couldn't serve in combat units. You sense that there's going to be a change in the U.S. military?
I don't know. There probably should be. I saw a thing the other day. A 52-year-old female American military officer was killed in Afghanistan. Call me old-fashioned, but to me, that's just, you know, she ought to be home with her grandkids. I mean, what, you know, what is that? We have 52-year-old women being killed over there, and we don't let gays serve in the military? Something's wrong.